Next Talk contains content of a mature nature. Parental guidance is advised.
Welcome to Next Talk Radio with Mandy and Kim on AM 630, The Word. Mandy is the author of Talk, and Kim is the director of Next Talk, a nonprofit organization helping parents cyberparent through open communication. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Find our video series and subscribe to our weekly podcast at nexttalk.org. Are you ready for the next talk?
Today we're doing a show called School's Out.
It's summertime,
now
girl.
What? Now what do we do?
That's literally how I feel. What?
I mean, this summer's so different because we've been quarantined and at home for so long. Mm-hmm. And it's like a whole new space, because typically when summer hits, like, we're exhausted.
Yeah.
You know, we've been going 100 miles an hour and we need like 2 weeks in our PJs just to recover. But now we're like, we've got all this energy built up because we haven't been going anywhere. And now we're like, what do we do?
I remember the moment. You know how you remember like big moments in history, what you
where
were doing?
Where you were, what you
this
were wearing.
This is where I was. Yes. I had that moment this summer. I know that sounds dramatic, but it's true. I was like sitting there looking at my calendar, realizing the last day of school was coming up. And I had like a mini panic attack because the rest of my planner was blank. And I was like, oh, what am I going to do with these kids all day, every day with nothing? Because it's all been canceled.
Well, we had a conversation about this because I was on a walk. And I have one kid that really likes to know the plan, like lay it out for me.
Me too.
And he was like, so what are we doing next? And I was the same way. It caught me off guard. And I was like, well, what does tomorrow hold? Like, we're finishing school. And what is this going to look like now? We have no vacation. No, you know, like normally we've got mission trips and church camp and
VBS.
You know, we always
swim
do.
Team.
We typically do our family vacation in the summertime because through the school year is just so hectic for us. And so it was one of those moments where I was like, what in the world? And then we started talking. We're like, we can't be the only ones feeling this way.
Well, because yes, every summer things change. But like you said, this one's so different because there's not a lot of options. And so real easily you can kind of start to spiral because you're like, well, let me think about that. And then the next day comes, you know, I don't really know what we're going to do. We had that conversation in our house. My kids kept asking and I was like, good question. Let's figure this out. And at first I thought, this is all on me. I got to figure out what we're going to do, or, you know, the house is just going to fall apart and we're all going to become couch potatoes, lazy, fat, and dumb. So that's kind of where I went real quick. And then I realized it doesn't have to be that way, but I do need to do something.
I think that was my little panic attack, was I had these eyes staring at me.
Yes.
And they're kind of bored already.
Yes.
And we just finished school.
Yes.
And they don't need a lot of rest anymore because we've been, you know, sleeping later than normal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? And we got together and we were like, you know what? This doesn't fall on us. And I remember even one of our team members was like, it's okay for your kids to be bored.
Yes.
And, you know, you don't have to drive the train all the time.
Yes.
Breathe for a minute. And that was such a good advice for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of thought, you know what? Let's write down what we're doing and what has helped help us through this process.
Really quick, before we start that list, I just want to say it is okay to have a moment to do nothing, to lay on the couch. Like, it's okay. Even if you don't feel like you need it because you've been doing that, just give yourself a minute. There's nothing wrong with that.
When we finished virtual learning, there was the Saturday that followed. I got up at like 10 o'clock and I watched Netflix all day.
I remember that.
And I went and I texted you and I was like, I've never had a day like this since I called. Like, I
yes.
can't even believe that I did that.
Yeah.
But I think I just needed it for a minute. I needed to just check out. Like,
do
just,
nothing.
Yeah. Watch mindless TV. Like, you know, just binge watch. And then 2 days later, I'm ready to hit the ground running.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when I was like, okay, I got to start making my list now. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
How are we going to fill the time?
And since it is something that you need to do, don't put it all on your shoulders. Like we said, bring your kids into the conversation. For us, what that looked like is once I finally gathered myself and put on like some real clothes that didn't look like pajamas, I told the kids, hey, be thinking about some things. This is what we're going to do. I want you to think of things that you want to do this summer, things that you know we need to do, And the third one, I want you to think about things you're interested in or you want to explore or learn how to do.
Like new hobbies or something.
New
like that.
Hobbies, yeah. Yes. And I said, we're going to get together as a family. We're going to have a summer meeting. And we're going to write all this down and come up with a plan. And they really enjoyed that. And so, you know, we started with things they wanted to do. Like my kids wanted to go to the beach. That's something they really wanted to do. Something they needed to do, they knew they needed to do their chores and probably continue reading, doing some math facts, you know, just things to keep them a little bit fresh. And then all of them had plenty of things they wanted to learn that they don't do, like an instrument, tie-dye shirt making, stuff like that that's fun.
Yeah, and with my older kids, I did this too, and I put them each in charge of making their own summer bucket list.
Oh, I like that.
And my daughter, she's older, you know, she's 16, so she loves arts, crafts, I mean, she's super creative, and so hers looked amazing. It was artistic. And
oh, I can picture it.
You know, all yes. the different fonts that she writes in mm-hmm. and all the, you know, she's just got a cute style about her. And my son's was like really just pencil,
toilet paper,
and writing it down. Like he doesn't care about, but he had some great ideas. And we kind of did the same thing too. It was fun things you want to do. And we had beach, we had, fly a kite, little things yeah. like fly a kite, go to the drive-in movies,
yes.
Have friends over, you know, things like that. And they knew that we were still going to be under restriction and we had to be careful.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like a normal summer. And then the other thing we did was projects, which is what you said, what
goals
we need to do. What, goals.
Yeah.
yeah. We added in there things like cleaning out our closets.
Oh, yeah.
You know, bigger projects, that kind
yes.
of thing.
Yes,
Legos around here. My son has a lot of them and he's outgrown them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we formulated a plan to kind of, because my son, he's like, I want a summer job. And I'm like, you're 12. You're not really at the age where, like, even mowing yards, like, we would have to go with him.
Yes.
And it's like
in between.
It's
more a job for
yes.
you.
Yes. And we don't have that time commitment yet. So, you know, for that. So, so we came up with a plan to, like, that's going to be his Lego business. Like, putting those
yes.
together, sorting those, and then selling them, you know, reselling them. And, you know, things like that. And then what was the third category that we talked about that you mentioned?
So the first was things we want to do. And the second is things we need to do, which your projects under
yeah,
that. And
projects.
The third is things you're interested in learning or new
yes.
activities.
And I learned so much about my kids when we started talking about it this way.
Because
my teen daughter, she was like, embroidery's coming back. Did you know that's like a thing now? And
mm-hmm.
I want to learn how to do it. And I was like, I had no idea. Like,
amazing.
That was, yeah. And so just things like that, I think were really cool. And it created conversation. I didn't know mm-hmm. that was a thing again. Pen pals
yes.
for older girls. Pen pals are in again. And again, it's all the artistic, cute fonts and colored
yeah.
paper to match and stickers
mm-hmm.
and all that kind of thing. But be careful with this. We did a post. There's a lot of TikTok videos going around
yeah.
that are basically like messaging strangers and becoming pen pals with them. Please talk to your kids about this. Like, this
red
is
flag.
A big deal. Yeah. Big red flag. It looks cute. It sounds awesome. But they see these TikTok videos and then they start messaging strangers your address. And so we need to be very aware of that. And so what we did is we created a list of people that she wants to be pen pals with that we know in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are families that have moved away. Some of them are kids that are getting ready to go to college, but she wants to stay in touch with them, you know, from her,
yeah.
from her friend group at high school, things like that. And that she has loved that. I mean, she has really gotten into it. She has a whole, crate of pen pal stuff now that she, like, all her different colored schemes
her
and
stuff.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
they really get into that. And they have more time now to do all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll say a really great one that if you haven't discovered this yet is YouTube Lego building. This has been like the highlight of the last 6 months for my boys, especially. We'll set it up, and there's all these kids who are so creative and adults. So I just want to say it's not all kids who do the teaching. So you have to kind of watch which ones your kids are following. But
because they can say words. Or
yeah, they can
like
say
that.
Words. We've never come across one yet, but it could happen.
But you're basically watching YouTubers.
Yes.
Build really cool Legos.
And they do step by step. So they'll be like step one and they'll show you the Lego and you know what, and then you pause it and you go get that. And my kids have built they build a whole carnival with concessions. they, I mean, it's incredible what they're able to build now. And so Legos kind of resurfaced as this exciting thing for them to do, because now they can build all these things that they didn't have instructions for.
That is really cool.
It's a big deal.
Well, and when my son and daughter were your kids' age, they were all about the Legos. I mean, it was really cool, but we didn't really have the YouTube stuff, I don't
think. Yeah, this takes it to a whole other level. Every set is like 20 sets.
That's really great. The other thing we did was we talked about, I told them, I was like, look, it's summer. I want you to have some downtime for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I know we were doing virtual learning and all of that, but we have to talk about the screen time.
Yeah.
Because the virtual learning, it was about 3 or 4 hours a day on screen time. And what I didn't want to happen was them just absorb that with social media or gaming.
Yes.
All 3 or 4 hours and think that that was okay.
Yeah.
And so we actually talked about what that looks like. And I said, you know, those 3 to 4 hours a day that you typically would have been virtual learning, you need to be reading a book, you need to be working on one of those projects we talked about, mm-hmm. or doing a new hobby that mm-hmm. we talked about, something like that off screen. And then you can still have your screen time that you had when we were virtual learning, you know, kind of thing. But I just set that up for them. And then also, like, we don't have a set time, like how many hours a day they can spend on a screen, because they're 16. My kids are 16 and 12. But what we do is, like my son knows you can't wake up before 7 and get on a screen. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of our threshold. And then at bedtime, whenever that is, sometimes it's at 9, sometimes it's at 11, mm-hmm. you know, depending on our schedule. But after we, you know, once we pray as a family, that's it. No more screens. Yeah. You can stay up. Yeah, it's just a cutoff point. You can stay up in your room. You can read. You can do your arts and crafts. If you want to stay up to 1, you can do that. But there's no screens in your room.
Yes.
Kind of thing. And so we just set it up so there's some sort of structure to it. Start and an end time with screens.
I think that's really important. It helps your kids to learn how to manage their time also. So, like, for us with younger kids, after breakfast is when we start our day for where they get some flexibility, and dinner is the end marker where screens go off on a solo basis. If we as a family are going to do Mario Kart, or as a family are going to watch a show, that's the exception. But solo screen time ends at dinner, and then it's family time where we decide what we're going to do for the evening. And we sometimes fail miserably. There are days when my kids are on the screen way too much. So don't think that just because we set these standards, it's always perfect. There are some days where we just are like, blah. But then the next day, you know, new mercies every morning, we get back to it.
This is the goal.
Yeah.
You know, this structure that we're setting up and what we want to see happen, that's the goal for each day.
Absolutely.
But it's not met every day.
Right.
And giving yourself grace. We had a whole show on that. You need to really give yourself some grace here.
If you're just now tuning in, this is Next Talk Radio at 2 p.m. on AM 630, The Word. Next Talk Radio is sponsored in part by the PAX Financial Group and listeners just like you. Everything we do at our nonprofit to keep kids safe online is accomplished through your donations. To support our organization, go to nexttalk.org and click on Give.
There's big news if you are an investment client of USAA. Just recently, USAA announced that a Cleveland, Ohio corporation has entered into an agreement to purchase USAA Asset Management. They have always been an exceptional organization and will continue to serve our community well. But if you are considering a change, this might be the right time to look at San Antonio's PAX Financial Group. 210-881-5700, paxfinancialgroup.com.
Investment advisory services offered through PAX Financial Group.
If you're just now joining us, we are doing a show called It's Summer.
Now what?
Because this is like a whole new thing this year. And in the first half, we really talked about, you know, parents, I know it can feel overwhelming. It was for us. Mm-hmm. But bringing our kids into the conversation really made a difference. Like hearing their input and mm-hmm. getting their ideas. And brainstorming with them about ways to spend their time this summer.
Yeah, it helps because it's not all on you. And you guys can create a plan together and then everybody knows what's going on. And I will tell you one of the things, chores, and I want to camp here for a minute because I think it's really important. It's not just about giving out a list of tasks. I think it's developmental for our kids. And, you know, they've grown a whole nother year. You're, you know, through the school year and here we are at summer. They have more time. They can help more. But what I think is really key here is to be thoughtful in deciding what chores they do. You could just have them, you know, make their bed or put away their clothes or things like that, which is fine. Those are all great chores. But one of the things that has really kind of turned the tide in our house of making the kids feel like they're worth a little bit more than just the things in their room is giving them chores and tasks that affect everyone in the family. So if one of my kids does not do the dishes, that affects all of us because it's a sink full of dirty dishes and we have nothing to use and it's gross. We're all affected by that. Taking out the trash, if it's overflowing and there's maggots, that might affect all of us, you know, things like that. So thinking of chores that, yes, are helpful in their space, but also chores that affect everyone in the household gives them a sense of worth to the family. So really be thoughtful about what it is that you're asking them to do and give them a little bit more responsibility than you did last year.
Well, and I love that. And have the conversations, like remind them, if you don't do this,
yeah,
this affects everyone because Absolutely. It shows them, I think it shows them how to be a team player, how they're, taking responsibility for things. It matters, you know. And I think those are all great teachable moments.
And, you know, we also encourage our kiddos to thank each other and thank mom and dad when somebody has done a thing that affects them. So if you're walking by and my oldest has just finished putting away all the dishes, say, thanks for doing that, Noah, because it reminds them how important it is to everybody. It's not just a task.
I love that. With older kids, you know, we kind of told them, hey, your traditional responsibilities are going to stay. You know, you got to feed the dog. You got to take care of your room. You got to clean your own bathroom. You got to put your laundry away. In the summertime and when they're home from school, the dishwasher is their responsibility through mm-hmm. the school year when they're working a lot. I always view school as like a job for them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I do the dishwasher through the school year. It's kind of like our thing. But now, since we've had so much more time at home, what we've done is said, okay, those things, you do those because you live here and you contribute to the family.
Yeah.
But there's going to be some extra things that now I may need a little bit more help with.
Sure.
For example, cleaning the other bathrooms or mopping the floors or vacuuming on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And so we pay them a small fee and we negotiate with them. Like we,
yes.
That's something
Love
that we
it.
Do. And so they have a core set of chores that they are just, that's just part of their family involvement in living here for free. That's
yes.
what I said. Like we're paying
that's your fee.
Yeah, that's
yes.
your rent fee, right? But then the other ones that go above and beyond, it may be big things like mowing the yard, things like that, that we will pay you for. And that my kids have loved that. Because
yes,
again,
same.
They're at the age where they can't really work yet. I mean, 16-year-old is almost there.
Oh,
we're almost
goodness.
There with the whole driving thing.
Hard to believe.
But my 12-year-old, he wants to work. He wants to make money, but it takes a lot of my time right now.
Yes.
And I don't have that working from home to be able to go do that with him.
Yeah. And so you have to find something that works for your family. But I really do love that we have the option of adding chores on that are thoughtful and then giving your kids a chance to raise some money towards a goal or something like that. Whatever works for your family, but just keep in mind now that they've got more time, it's okay to give them more responsibility. We're giving you permission.
Absolutely.
Don't feel bad.
Another thing we did a 30-day minute exercise challenge.
Yes.
And this started this summer. And we were pretty good during quarantine about taking a daily walk, but now it's gotten hotter.
Yes.
And so the family walks are becoming more difficult to do.
Same here.
And so, you know, we have a treadmill, we have a stationary bike, we have some things at home that mm-hmm. allow our kids to work out here. We have a bench press in the garage, you know, little things like that. And so we have said, okay, you got to do your exercise 30 minutes a day.
Yeah.
Like you got to find some way. Now we can, you know, if you do an hour one day, you can take a day off, but they're managing that. Mm-hmm. And we talk about it often. Do you have your 30 minutes in? Like we're holding each other accountable on that. And they're, you know, they're not getting as much exercise as they were in school
yeah.
because activities, sports, all of that stuff has kind of, you know, been reduced or eliminated. And so we got to find ways to keep them active.
And I'll just give this last thought on that. I don't know if this is the same for older kids, but for younger kids, they will ask you 7,000 times a day about like food or like, what are we doing? And so that's one of the big reasons for me about including them in the planning of here are the things we talked about we want to do. And here's those activities you can do on your own during the day. And then we also made a food chart, which sounds crazy. I know I sound like a control freak, but it wasn't for that fact.
I like this.
I'm telling you.
I think it sounds organized, girl.
It is organized. I should have put it in an Excel spreadsheet. Then you're rid of it.
Oh, then I color-coded it.
Color-coded.
Oh, yes.
Well, if I don't do something like that, it is constant. Like, can I have this? What's for dinner? What's this? What's that? Can I have that? All day long. So.
Yeah, explain it to us. Break it down.
Yes.
Exactly what this is, though.
We sat down together and we wrote down, what are some good breakfast choices? And we listed them out on this big whiteboard thing. What are some good lunch choices? What are snacks that I can have? And how many can I have? We wrote all that out. And so anytime that they ask me, I just point. I'm like, look at the chart.
So these are things they can do on their own.
On their own.
This is when you have a work call and they're in charge of breakfast or whatever. Yes. And your kids are little.
They can do all of the things on the list. And it's all healthy and reasonable. There's some yummy snacks on there, but they know they can only have one of those a day and, you know, as many healthy ones as they want. And so it gives them that also that ability to learn how to plan and think about what they're eating, take control of what's going into their bodies. And then we also do the exercise thing. So the food chart has really helped. The asking over and over has really stopped.
I think that's brilliant. I think it's really good. Another thing we did is Bible challenge. So we did this during virtual learning. We read like 14 Bible or books in the New Testament.
Yes, it was amazing.
It was just a chapter a day, like literally 5 minutes a day. And then we would talk about what is God saying to you? Well, we loved it so much. My kids loved it so much that we're doing it this summer and we're kind of going at a slower pace, but we're continuing on. And you told me about the YouVersion Bible app. There's free plans in there.
They're great.
There's one for little kids that you did that's called like Indescribable, and it's like a science thing. And it's 7 days and it's so simple, but it's good. It makes them really think about how God created the earth.
It is. It's a really good one. They have a bunch in there. And we've been using the House Party app to bring the grandmas into the conversation. And so they do Bible study with us. And so it's keeping people connected and also staying in the Word. So that's another great thing to include in your summer.
Lots of cool ideas. And you guys tell us if you have more. We would love to share them on our social media. If you have a great idea that we did not share, email us admin@nexttalk.org and we'll put it on our social media and say, hey, here's another great idea for parents, because we're all in this together. This is about teamwork here.
Trying to survive summer.
Yeah.
You know, another thing that I think is very important that we bring up here as we are shifting out of this crazy corona experience, we don't know what the future is going to bring. We don't know what fall or school is going to look like. And there are people, the other day, a friend of mine said her sister and kids tested positive just a couple days ago, and they live down the street from us. So it's not gone. It's just shifting slowly. And we want to say, please don't underestimate how all this change has affected your kids. Summer is a great time for you to be able to have some of these conversations and really address anything that might be on their mind that you haven't had a chance to talk about.
Well, and if they say they're fine, if you ask them, are you doing okay? Mm-hmm. And they're like, I'm fine. But you're seeing attitude come out, or you're seeing things that you don't normally see, like procrastination or more laziness than normal. You know, things that are, you're like, what is this? And you're getting really irritated with them. That's happened in my home. And I found a Bible verse that I absolutely love. It's Philemon. And in this little bitty one chapter book in the Bible, it's 1:8-9. And this is what it says. I could order you to do what you ought to do, yet I prefer to appeal to you on the basis of love.
It's so good.
One of my kids was having attitude recently, and I literally just wanted to be like, what is wrong with you? You know, like, hello, your life is great, right? You want to start preaching all that. And I thought of this verse, you know, and then I also thought there's so much that's happened and I don't want to underestimate what's going on inside that this kid may not be able to verbally communicate. And so, you know, I just set the kid down and I was like, listen, I love you, but this attitude, it's not healthy. I mean, and you have a right to be upset. You have a right to be angry. You have a right to be confused. You have a right to be like, I don't know what's going to happen. And that creates concern and worry. You have a right to all of those feelings. But you can't just yell at people when you're having those feelings. You can't just be mean to people. And so we really need to address this, because this can't become a new habit. So we talked about that. And it was like life-changing.
Yeah.
Because the kid was like, oh, okay, like, I have had attitude. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. And then it opened up a whole lot of other conversations. So I think you just get down in there. There's stuff going on with our kids that they don't know how to say it.
Well, and I think acknowledging, if you can kind of take yourself back to when you were young and how things were such a big deal, you know, like prom and the last football game, that date and that dress that you picked out for that big party. Maybe you were in theater and you had been working so hard for this play and then it never got to happen. Or some kind of club or group or mission trip or whatever it might have been. And they may not have had a chance to grieve that. And it doesn't seem like a big deal to us as adults sometimes, because we're like, it's just a dance, or there'll be more. But for your kiddos, those things seem like huge milestones.
They're important.
Yeah, and if they haven't really thought about it and let it out, that might be really kind of weighing on them. So the empathy and the love, I think, goes a real long way in that conversation.
Well, and I think we cannot end this show, Kim, without saying, give yourself grace and you got to go with the flow.
Go with the flow.
Because some days attitude's going to be flying. Some days screens are going to happen all day long.
You're the other day when I ripped the schedule Netflix off of the wall. Yeah, those things happen.
And you got to give yourself grace because we really are in unprecedented territory here going into a summer where we've been at home all the time already and we can't really travel a whole lot yet. And so give yourself some grace.
Yeah. So a couple things to remember. Don't plan summer alone. Bring your kiddos into the conversation. Try not to underestimate how much all of the change from the past few months has affected your kids. They may need to really talk about it. And go with the flow. Things are not always going to go well, but if you can go with the flow, things will turn out okay.
Thanks for joining us on Next Talk Radio with Mandy and Kim on AM 630, The Word. You are not alone trying to figure out how to parent in this digital world. We are here with practical solutions to help you. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Find our video series and podcast at nexttalk.org. Are you ready for the next talk?